Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, and I just can't help but praise God for the testimony of our brother Mike and his life that God has given him. God is awesome, and he is worthy to be praised. Tonight, I'm going to preach. The theme of the sermon is remember. And I'm going to read, first of all, the prayers that were prayed over the bread and the wine this morning in Moroni chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he hath given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen. And chapter 5, verse 3, O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. Amen. And that remember him, always remember him. I think, yes, it's remembering his body and his blood, but it's also remembering his words, that we should do them. I want to turn now to, before I turn, I want to read a definition of remember. Out of Webster's 1828 dictionary, it's significance of this word remember is to bear or keep in mind, to attend to. So if we remember Christ's words, we attend to them. We make an effort to keep them, to do what he says. I want to begin in Leviticus chapter 26, beginning in verse 1. And I want you to picture in your mind a group of slaves that for years and years and years, maybe some 300, 400 years, I can't remember exactly how many, slaves in Egypt. But this was a people of promise. God had had great promises for them. And one day he called them out. One day he called them to trust in him. And he delivered them from slavery. And I'd kind of like you to liken that to us today. Those of you, us who have made a covenant or a commitment with Jesus Christ, that were once enslaved to sin. We couldn't keep from it. We did it over and over and over. And then one day, God delivered us. Through that covenant, through that washing, that cleansing, and that filling us with that gift of the Holy Ghost, giving us this ability to walk out in faith. So let's begin in Leviticus chapter 26, beginning in verse 1. And we're going to read about this people, these Israelites who were enslaved by the Egyptians, and God delivered them out. And he wanted them to remember what he had done for them. To remember. He wanted them to teach their children the miracles that took place and how he delivered them. And so he would do things. When they crossed over the Jordan, he had them take these stones and write the law upon them that they might remember his words. But I want to read some of his words and statutes, some of his laws, beginning in Leviticus 26, verse 1. "Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set you up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will. And I want to stop there for a second because we're seeing a covenant here. If you will, I will. This covenant that God is making with them, an agreement by two parts. If you agree to do this, I will do this. And so he says, if ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely, and I will give peace in the land. And ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle amongst you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people." Isn't that what we want? To be God's people? Verse 13, "I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, and ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright." And then here comes another covenant, or promise, I should say. Verse 14, "But if ye will not hearken unto me, And will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, and if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also," so if you will not do this, then he says, "I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint you over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague." I don't know how to pronounce that, but it means fever. So he'll give them a burning fever that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. That means you're going to be afraid of everything. And if ye will not, and if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if ye walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary to unto me, in other words, continue to be rebellious, even though you've seen that I've said that I was going to do this, and I do it, and you remain rebellious. So if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you. Another promise. And will punish you with yet seven times for your sins, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, continue to be rebellious, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors, and I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which shall dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in the enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when ye dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth, and they shall fall one upon another as if it were before a sword when none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. So we see something that has occurred. This happened to Israel. But yet there remained a promise. Beginning in verse 40, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, and that they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. And the land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy their Sabbaths, which she while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because even because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes, and yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away. Nevertheless, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. And so we have that day to look forward to, when that covenant will be restored unto them, and they believe with a humble heart in Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. I'm not going to go more into that right now, but I wanted to use this as an example towards us, for us. Because there are also promises to us in this nation and the other Gentiles, that if we will reject the words of Christ, if we don't take them to heart, if we don't keep them, if we don't remember them, that he will send a young lion in amongst us, a people, a remnant of the house of Jacob, to destroy. So, what do we need to remember? Our brother Roger preaches from these very words often, and I found today, it's in the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read it from the third book of Nephi, beginning in chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Twice Christ says to remember these words as he speaks them. Third book of Nephi, chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And now it came to pass that there were a great multitude gathered together of the people of Nephi round about the temple which was in the land Bountiful. And they were marveling and wondering one with another, and were shewing one to another the great and marvelous change which had taken place. And they were also conversing about this Jesus Christ, of which the sign had been given concerning his death. And it came to pass that while they were thus conversing one with another, they heard a loud voice as if it came out of heaven, and they cast their eyes round about, for they understood not the voice which they heard. And it was not a harsh voice, neither was it a loud voice. Nevertheless, and notwithstanding it being a small voice, it did pierce them that did hear to the center, insomuch that there was no part of their frame that it did not cause to quake. Yea, it did pierce them to the very soul, and did cause their hearts to burn. And it came to pass that again they heard the voice, and they understood it not. And again the third time they did hear the voice, and did open their ears to hear it, and their eyes were towards the sound thereof. And they did and look steadfastly towards heaven, from whence the sound came. And behold, the third time they did understand the voice which they heard. And it saith unto them, Behold my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, in whom I have glorified my name. Hear ye him. And it came to pass as they understood, they cast their eyes up again towards heaven, and behold, they saw a man descending out of heaven. And he was clothed in a white robe, and he came down and stood in the midst of them. And the eyes of the whole multitude were turned upon him. And they durst not open their mouths, even one to another, and wist not what it meant. For they thought it was an angel that had appeared unto them. And it came to pass that he stretched forth his hand and spake unto them, saying, Behold, I am Jesus Christ, of which the prophets testified should come into the world. And behold, I am the light and life of the world. And I have drunk out of the bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning. And it came to pass when Jesus had spoken these words, the whole multitude fell to the earth, for they remembered that had been prophesied among them that Christ should shew himself unto him after his ascension into heaven. And it came to pass that the Lord spake unto them, saying, Arise and come forth unto me, that ye may thrust your hands into my side, and also that ye may feel the prints of the nails in my hands and in my feet, that ye may know that I am the God of Israel and the God of the whole earth, and have been slain for the sins of the world. And it came to pass that the multitude went forth and thrust their hands into his side and did feel the prints of the nails in the hands and in his feet. I can imagine that they remembered this moment and they told it to their children, whose children told it to their children. This event that the God of the whole earth presented himself to them and had him thrust their hands into his side and feel the prints of his nails, of the nails in his hands and his feet. And they did do, going forth one by one until they had all gone forth and did see with their eyes and did feel with their hands and did know of a surety and did bear record that it was he of whom it was written by the prophets should come. And it came to pass that when they had all gone forth and witnessed for themselves, they did cry out with one accord, saying, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Most High God. And they did fall down at the feet of Jesus and did worship him. And it came to pass that he spake unto Nephi, for Nephi was among the multitude, and he commanded him that he should come forth. And Nephi arose and went forth and bowed himself before the Lord, and he did kiss his feet. And the Lord commanded him that he should arise. And he arose and stood before him, and the Lord said unto him, I give unto you power that ye shall baptize this people when I am again ascended into heaven. And again the Lord called others and said unto them likewise, and he gave unto them power to baptize. And he said unto them, On this wise shall ye baptize, and there shall be no disputations among you. Verily I say unto you that whoso repenteth of his sins through your words and desireth to be baptized in my name, on this wise shall ye baptize them. Behold, ye shall go down and stand in the water, and in my name shall ye baptize them. And now behold, these are the words which ye shall say, calling them by name, saying, Having authority given of me, of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then shall ye immerse them in the water and come forth again out of the water. And after this manner shall ye baptize in my name. And behold, verily I say unto you that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are one. And I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the Father and I are one. And according as I have commanded you, thus shall ye baptize. and there shall be no disputations among you, as there hath hitherto been, neither shall be there disputations among you concerning the points of my doctrine, as there hath hitherto been. For verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hath the spirit of contention is not of me, but is of the devil, which is the father of contention. And he stirreth up the hearts of men to contend with anger one with another. Behold, this is not my doctrine, to stir up the hearts of men with anger one against another, but this is my doctrine, that such things should be done away. Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, I will declare unto you my doctrine, and this is my doctrine, and it is the doctrine which the Father hath given unto me. And I bear record of the Father, and the Father beareth record of me, and the Holy Ghost beareth record of the Father and me. And I bear record that the Father commandeth all men everywhere to repent and believe in me. And whoso believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved, and they are they which shall inherit the kingdom of God. And whoso believeth not in me and is not baptized shall be damned. Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine. And I bear record of it from the Father, and whoso believeth in me believeth in the Father also. And unto him will the Father bear record of me, for he will visit him with fire and with the Holy Ghost. And thus will the Father bear record of me, and the Holy Ghost will bear record of him, unto him of the Father and me. For the Father and I and the Holy Ghost are one. And again I say unto you, ye must repent and become as a little child and be baptized in my name, or ye can in no wise receive these things. And again I say unto you, you must repent and be baptized in my name and become as a little child, or ye can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine, and whoso buildeth upon this buildeth upon my rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. And whoso shall declare more or less than this, and establish it for my doctrine, the same cometh of evil, and is not built upon my rock, but he buildeth upon a sandy foundation, and the gates of hell standeth open to receive such, when the floods come, and the winds beat upon them. Therefore go forth unto this people, and declare the words which I have spoken unto the ends of the earth. And it came to pass, when Jesus had spoken these words unto Nephi and to those which had been called, now the number of them which had been called and received power and authority to baptize were 12. And behold, he stretched forth his hand unto the multitude, and he cried unto them, saying, Blessed are ye if ye shall give heed unto the words of these 12 which I have chosen from among you to minister unto you and to be your servants. And unto them I have given power that they may baptize you with water. And after that ye are baptized with water, behold, I will baptize you with fire and with the Holy Ghost. Therefore blessed are ye if ye shall believe in me and be baptized, after that ye have seen me and know that I am. And again, more blessed are they which shall believe in your words, because that ye shall testify that ye have seen me, and ye know that I am. And that's you and I. If we believe their words, if we believe the words that they testified, these words that are written, he says that we're even more blessed because we believed their words. Yea, blessed are they which shall believe in your words and come down into the depths of humility and be baptized, for they shall be visited with fire and with the Holy Ghost and shall receive a remission of their sins, a promise to us. Yea, blessed are the poor in spirit which come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Again, blessed are all they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are all they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are all the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are all they which are persecuted for my name's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. For ye shall have great joy and be exceeding glad, for great shall be your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the salt of the earth. But if the salt shall lose its savor, wherewith shall the earth be salted? The salt shall be thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the light of this people. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Behold, do men light a candle and put it under a bushel? Nay, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light to all those in the house, that are in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before this people, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, one jot nor one tittle hath not passed away from the law, but in me it hath been all been fulfilled. And behold, I have given unto you the law and the commandments of my Father, that ye shall believe in me, and that ye shall repent of your sins, and come unto me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Behold, ye have the commandments before you, and the law is fulfilled. Therefore, come unto me, and be ye saved. For verily I say unto you, that except ye shall keep my commandments, which I have commanded you at this time, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, and it is also written before you that thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment of God. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of his judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, and whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if ye shall come unto me, or shall desire to come unto me, and rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, go thy way unto thy brother, and first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come unto me with full purpose of heart, and I will receive you. Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time he shall get thee, and thou shalt be cast into prison. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost senine. And while ye are in prison, can ye pay even one senine? Verily, verily, I say unto you, nay. Behold, it is written by them of old, that thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already in his heart. Behold, I give unto you a commandment, that ye suffer none of these things to enter into your heart. For it is better that ye should deny yourselves of these things, wherein ye will take up your cross, than that ye should be cast into hell. It hath been written that whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. Verily, verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her who is divorced committeth adultery. And again it is written, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But verily, verily, I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, nor for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair black or white. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever cometh of more than these are evil. And behold, it is written, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye shall not resist evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whoso shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and to him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. And behold, it is written also that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But behold, I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Therefore, those things which were of old time, which were under the law, in me are all fulfilled. Old things are done away, and all things have become new. Therefore, I would that ye should be perfect, even as I, or your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Verily, verily, I say unto you that I would that ye should do alms unto the poor, but take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when ye shall do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as will hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not do as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And now it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words, he looked upon the 12 whom he had chosen and saith unto them, and this is what he says, remember the words which I have spoken. I'm thinking of when the house of Israel did all these things, had these many feasts, and you know, God commanded them to do that, to remember his words. And Christ says to his disciples here, remember the words which I have spoken. You know, we've read a bunch of words just now, but there are specific details about specific situations that we face in life. He gave us very specific answers to many of the prayers we ask him today. And the answers are right there. Verse 2 of chapter 6. For behold, ye are they which I have chosen to minister unto this people. He's speaking to those 12 disciples. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink. I'm going to leave it there. But he speaks to the 12 there. And then he speaks, I'm going to go ahead and read it because I felt earlier I was supposed to read it and I don't want to stray from that. Chapter 6, verse 2. For behold, ye are they which I have chosen to minister unto this people. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And I'm thinking back to Brother D.A.'s sermon last Sunday night, where he talked to us about our fears and how we should minimize our fears, that we should maximize our faith, that we should exercise our trust in God. And I'm thinking that's what he's commanding them here, to believe that he actually cares for us even more than the fowls of the air. And how he feeds the fowls of the air, and he cares for us so much more. Or it says, are ye not much better than they? Verse 5, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory, and Solomon, he was so rich, and he had the riches, you know, he had so many people bringing him gifts. And it says here that about about the lilies of the field, he says, "And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." And then it says, "Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field," in other words, with so much more than even Solomon, it says, "Which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, even so will he clothe you if ye are not of little faith." That's a promise that can help us in that, overcoming our fears. That promise that he will care for us. Verse 9, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient is the day unto the evil thereof." And now it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words, he turned again to the multitude and did speak and did open his mouth unto them again, saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, knoweth how to give good gifts unto your children, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly these are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that seeth and saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." There's a key verse there. I'm going to read it again. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And he just got through explaining us in specific situations what his will is that we do. Verse 34. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. So we've just heard them. We've just read them all, everything he said, because he had it written down. And so it's saying here, in verse 36, therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, all these afflictions that we have in this life, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. It stood firm, for it was founded upon a rock. These words that Jesus spoke. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Destruction. Chapter 7, verse 1. And now it came to pass that when Jesus had ended these sayings, he cast his eyes round about on the multitude, and saith unto them, Behold, ye have heard the things which I have taught before I ascended to my Father. Therefore, whoso remembereth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, him will I raise up at the last day. A promise. And you know, I went through and I read all these things because it's been a while since I read them. And if I haven't read them in a while, how am I going to remember them? Well, there's a promise here. Therefore, whoso remembereth these sayings of mine and doeth them, him will I raise up at the last time. Brother Roger has said it many times in his sermons. These are the instructions of life. And that's why Christ told us to remember them. This morning, our brother Jim said how easy it is to fall into the trap of doing things the old way. When we resolve to do the things the right way, to do things right. And he was talking about his tractor, and he was, God performed a miracle and saved him from being run over by the tractor after he got off the tractor and didn't put the emergency brake on. And he resolved after that point to always put the emergency brake on, no matter if he was on flat ground or not. And then he counted three times after that where he forgot. He didn't put the emergency brake on. And he was surprised about that because he had resolved to do it. And, you know, over and over, when God told the children of Israel to remember what he had done for them and to remember his statutes and laws, he commanded them not to forget, and he gave them these ordinances that they would remember and forget not. Today we partook of the bread and the wine that we would witness that we always remember him, that we forget not. And I think part of the answer lies in something Mark said this morning when he spoke, when the bread and the wine was being prepared. He said, "Be careful." And when he said that, I thought about, remember Christ's words. Be careful in everything we do. You know, we have specific answers to go to in the Word in every situation we come across. We have a gift of the Holy Ghost that has been given to us that will answer our prayers when we ask. Be careful in everything we do. And Mark said, praise God not only with our lips, but with everything we do. I just want to encourage you to remember Jesus Christ and remember the words that he has spoken.